According to Dane Ortlund, your words and your actions really do matter. Today on Making Your Life Count, Dane says how you behave can determine the godly legacy that you will leave behind.
In a sense, we as the parents are God to our really young kids. I mean, when they're 1 and 2 years old, they don't have much of a conception of an eternal creator being out there. But they do have this physical, tangible, supreme authority who is tucking them in at night and feeding them and bathing them and changing them and taking care of them. So we are, when they're very young, we are actually building into their little psyche and heart. We're preparing them to understand who God is as they do grow. We're helping them actually to feel what it's like to be loved by God. So that's a wonderful privilege.
Dane says your family and other people can clearly see Jesus in you and in your actions.
In all kinds of ways, we can be living, breathing pictures of what God is like. We mess it up all the time. I screw this up all the time. But each day is a new day. And what I want my kids, when they are 18 and leaving the house, what I want my kids to have experienced over those 18 years is I want the heart of Jesus Christ to be so irresistible to them as given to them by their parents that they cannot spend the rest of their lives stiff-arming it. I want Jesus to be irresistible to them.
Yes, your Christ-like character and your behavior have a powerful influence on everyone around you. Do you want to learn more about living a godly life? Go to MakingYourLifeCount.com.